Coach, you're getting ready for a national semifinal game to tip off in 1 hour exactly from now. What's the mood like around the team? What are your thoughts entering this game?
Once again, the guys are anxious. They've been super focused, you know, on a 24-hour turnaround. Luckily, we've been in the situation before, playing in several tournaments back-to-back, coming off the regional and conference tournament. They've kind of been through this routine before. But more than anything, I could just tell they were locked in during shoot-around today. They picked things up quickly. They realized the importance of this moment right now, and they're ready to come out and execute.
Tell me about Indiana University, Pennsylvania. Kind of the same question we asked you about Mount August today. How do they compare to the basketball our fans back home are familiar with?
Well, this team is a little bit different in style in terms of they really come down and try to get whatever shot they want to whoever they want to shoot the ball. They have several sets that they run. They have probably two of the better guards in the country in Dyer and the Chance kid. He's just they're super dynamic. They can score in different ways. They're strong. They're physical. And so you got to put bodies in front of them. You got to make them take contested jumpers. And it'll be a team effort to try to really lock in on those two guys and not give them easy looks. We don't want to give them layups. We don't want to give them free throws. We want them to work all night, and it'll be a big team effort to try to stop them.
If you could highlight just two keys to tonight's game and what it takes to get to Saturday's final, what would they be?
Well, you know, I think one thing about IUP is they play major minutes on their major players. You look at the point guard playing 38, 39 minutes a game, Dyer playing 33. They really rotation six or seven guys. We want to wear them down. I mean, we want to make things difficult for them. We want to make them uncomfortable. I think you'll see us get up and get after them a little bit more full court, maybe some press, but really just trying to make them work on both ends of the floor for everything they do. And then lastly, just transition defense is going to be a huge key. We have to make them shoot against our half-court defense. No easy points. You know, just making them work for every shot they take and not give them any easy things. And hopefully if we can follow that game plan, we got a chance to be successful.
Coach Reisman, good luck to you and the Texans in the national semifinals.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.